Listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Our solar system has the ancient Romans to thank for naming most of our neighbors. Mercury, the Roman messenger god. Venus, the god of beauty. Mars, the god of war. And the king of all the Roman gods, Jupiter. Saturn was named after the Roman god of agriculture, though I sure wouldn't want to farm it. But that handle was chosen by the International Astronomical Union, representing astronomers worldwide. We have one Johann Elert Bode to thank for the butt of so many bad jokes, Uranus. And Neptune? It was named by Urbain Le Verrier, who, I guess, felt he should fall in line with all the other Roman gods in the sky and christen it after the Roman god of the sea. Which brings us home, and the big question troubling inquisitive minds on the interwebs these days, how did Earth get its name? Well, keep guessing, because no one knows. The Greeks called it Gaia, and the Romans called it Terra, but the most magical marble in our solar system ended up becoming just Earth, which has its roots in Old English and German, meaning ground or soil. Maybe it's me, but that kind of leaves one feeling a bit disenchanted. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like what, a big ball of dirt? Well, there is another way to think about it. Earth is a reminder that all creatures, we included, have a deep abiding connection to the ground beneath our feet, which is shared ground. In that respect, Earth becomes a profound reminder of our roots, roots that we should protect, cultivate, and grow. As we reach for the stars and discover new worlds that hold the ingredients for life, so far as we know, there's still no place like home. I'm Cal Coat. Vancouver's colors were on full display last weekend as PM Mark Carney joined the Vancouver Pride Parade. Sophia Cortesis is a Peruvian DJ producer and queer advocate living in Berlin. Her new EP is a rainbow celebration. From Volver, this is Sophia Cortesis with Daphne and Unidos. You've discovered World Beat Canada Radio.
For the warrior. We'll be right back.
Indeed, it is our jam to give you something new, times two, off the top. That was Vanco and Ma Tinsani Yalla Habibi, African dance music from Johannesburg, South Africa. And Sophia Cortesis with Daphne and Unidos got us started. Here are Empanadas Ilegales from Vancouver. Their new album is called Sankoko Trificico. And this is Matador from World Beat Canada Radio. We'll be right back. cumbia dance music from Vancouver, Empanadas Illegales. We'll keep things in the wild, wild west next with Russell Wallace and his new release, Retro Salish Futurisms. It's actually Russell Wallace and Snookwa, which in Coast Salish means friends. And a shout out to our friends listening on CVOX Radio in the Comox Valley. Speaking of the Wild West, stay tuned. This is World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for listening. I'm Kel Coat.
Thank you. tego yule deji sali kamjabade balam taki hudum henge nyunya ngapiri kudel de nguyejimi bimi yulam gadi don gurtego yule deji sali kamjabade
Given to pop stars these days, but that is definitely one of the world's great voices. Baba Mall and his new album Being and your Mayo Celebration. Before that, celebration of Coast Salish, queer culture, and disco, along with Snookwa, that is Russell Wallace with Cedar Hat. Time for your touch of the familiar. We lost Sergio Mendez last year, about this time. Actually, it was early September. And you may know the name, but not really know what he's famous for. And this is what he's famous for. Más que nada, which means in a melodic way. And you'll recognize this melody. It's your touch of the familiar. From World Beat Canada Radio, performed here by Bob and Rolando 808.
Thank you. Yeah.